Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 293 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and it's a wonderful sunny evening. It's very warm and the music's even hotter. So this week we've got some Bolt Thrower, haven't heard them in a while. Taint, Witchery. And to kick things off, here's Whitesnake with Can You Hear the Wind Blow?
Can you hear the wind blow?
Kicking things off there nicely with Whitesnake. Can you hear the wind blow from the Good to Be Bad album? It was remastered, remixed there a couple of years back. I can't really tell the difference, but it's a good solid song. That it's a shame Coverdale's hung it up, but I think he done the right thing. And straight after Whitesnake, that was Black Sabbath, Cornucopia from Volume 4. I've just been recently revisiting that box set with all the alternative takes in it and sort of all the starts and stops, and that's fascinating just to hear that whole thing, that album being put together. And it's just not, it just didn't happen overnight. They really had to work at it, which is, it's good to hear. So next up, we've got Corrosion of Conformity with a Handler from their latest album, Good God Bad Man. And if yous are in any way interested in guitars and things, there's a guy called Garza does a podcast. He plays with that band Suicide Silence. And he interviews different guitarists, and they just talk about being on the road and their favourite albums and favourite guitar and the way they set things up. It's a really good podcast. It's about an hour and a half long usually, but that's well worth the time. But anyway, this is Corrosion of Conformity with The Handler.
Come in.
Informant, that was ZZ Top with Alligator from the Mescalero album, which is not an album I'm not very familiar with, but going back to what I was saying earlier about the Garza podcast, Pepper Keenan from Corrosion Informant is on. He mentioned this album's a really good record you should listen to, so I thought I'd go and have a listen to it. It's really good. So that track that I really jumped out, it's a lot more dirty than ZZ Top. It's got, it's almost sludgy sounding in places. Good stuff. So next up, the Mighty Bolt Thrower. Haven't had them in a while. And this is a track from the Victory album, and it's called When Glory Beckons.
Eternal rest. Yeah.
and just jumping across the pond there to the Netherlands. That was Pestilence with The Secrecies of Horror from the Testimony of the Ancients album. It's one of my favourite death metal albums of all time. It's just absolutely super, and I've got two t-shirts from it and neither of them fit me. Really annoying. I could never get an extra large, but that's another story. But I see Pestilence there, like, looking for a bass player. A guy, Patrick Manemi, is it you pronounce the second name? He just seems completely insane and doesn't seem to be able to hold on to members too long. So last week, on a Monday night of all nights, we had Violence in Belfast, the famous Bay Area band, albeit only one original member and a guitar player from Possessed, a guitar player from the Bullet Boys. And I think it's Steve Souza from Exodus, his son on drums, I think. Don't quote me on that. But fairly poor turnout, maybe 80 to 100 people there, but it was a good night. Violence sounded super. Photographs and all with them, and they hung out after, which was nice. But a good night, not a great amount of merchandise or anything on sale, but to celebrate the importance of the Violence album, The Eternal Nightmare, this is one of the great tracks off it called Kill on Command. We'll be right back. And following Violence, that was a band called Taint, who split up a long, long time ago from Swansea in Wales, released a couple of albums, and it was a wee bit of everything, a wee bit of sludge, and it was hard to describe their music, and sort of a bit, you know, it's somewhere in around that kind of like maybe a wee bit of Isis and things like that in there, but I really enjoyed them. And they played Belfast one time. That was a track called Drunken Marksman, and they ended up forming another band of their mains. They were called Spider Kitten. They seen at Roadburn, the Desert Fest in London one year, who were also very good, but Taint played here. I didn't get to see them. I actually went to the gig in the afternoon to buy the record because I couldn't make the gig that even for whatever reason. Can't even think why I wasn't there. But anyway, that was Taint. So next up for a friend of mine, JJ, and he keeps putting these things through a wee group we're in, and it's these two tracks just jumped out at me the other night. Absolutely killer, killer, dirty, glammy rock stuff. This is a band called Babylon, never heard of them before, and the track's called Erotic Suicide from an album called Abusement Parks. Check this one out.
Oh!
And following Babylon, that was Saigon Kick with a track called Hostile Youth from their album The Lizard. They got a bit of airplay back in the day on MTV on Headbangers Ball, and you would see them turning up on those Headbangers compilations on YouTube. See, somebody's put, I think it's 1500 videos in one sort of folder onto YouTube. It sort of seemed to be all the videos that were ever on Headbangers Ball. Well worth a watch if you've got a few days to take care of it. So next up, a couple of requests in from Christopher Osborne. A couple of real brutal ones this week. Well, one real brutal one and one not so brutal. So kicking things off, this is the Monument of Misanthropy with the Eye of Ra from Washington State Charm album.
Yeah.
Following the Monuments of Misanthropy, that was Witchery with Devil Rides Out from their Witch Creek album from 2010, a band I didn't realise were still going. I think at the time when they came out, it was kind of a, there was a lot of hype around them because Charlie D'Angelo would play with them, who played with Marshall Fate, I think it was, and I think he's in Arch Enemy now, but there was a lot of hype around them at the time when they first came out, but it sort of died off fairly quick. But that was their from their fourth album, Witch Creek. Good, enjoyable stuff. So next up, just going through CDs, and a band called Windeer, a black metal band from Norway. They were around for about 10 years until from 1994 to about 2004, and split up when the vocalist died in a case of hypothermia after being caught in a blizzard on his way to a cabin somewhere in Norway. So after that, the band split up, and one of the bands that came out of it was Freed, who I've seen quite recently. Not as good as Windeer. Windeer were just a really, really special band. And I've picked a track here off the 1184 album called Toad's Walzer.
Yeah.
just reading up on that album, 1184 by Windeyr, and it was refers to the historic year of the monumental naval battle in the Sognefjord near Falfar's home village of Sogndal. So there you go. Well worth it. Always when you see years and things, always well worth going checking out and see what the story is behind. It's always very fascinating, I find. And straight after Windeyr, that was Tharfing with a track called Rotter from their album Fanangander from 2021. An album I bought it, there's what must be 20 odd years ago off Sentinel Records when they were doing a wee stall in Rosetta one night, and they recommended it to me, and I've always sort of followed them, and it's been quite a while since I played, so I thought you might like that there. So next up is Devon Townsend project we're going to finish with tonight, with a track called Kingdom from the Epic Cloud album. And Devon Townsend's playing Belfast at the end of August, sold out I believe. I'm not entirely sure, is it the Devon Townsend project, is going to be him with acoustic guitar, is going to be a band, what it's going to be. He's got that many things, the project, the band and solo, and so God knows what you're going to get. It should be a good night anyway. But until next time, look after yourselves, and I hope you heard something out of the night you liked.